The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. It's 5:45. This is the Morning Sickness. My name is John Holmberg. There is Brady Bogan. Brett Vesely's here. Big Dick Toledo. The show is all in order, and we are ready to go through the midway point of Super Bowl WM week. And I'm telling you, it can't end fast enough. Get him out of here. I was downtown yesterday. I had to go down to, I went down to Media Row. With Craig Gass. I had to get a media pass to
with
go to this
S's. Event. Mr. Grass.
Yeah, Mr. Grass and I. And I had to go down to this media thing. You got to go get a media pass and a day pass for climbing around down there. This event he had me going to. And, went on to Radio Row. The fun part is we got our media passes from an AM station in Kansas City. Craig and I know the same guy there.
Our AM station couldn't do it, huh?
Guy named Nick. No, our AM station is nowhere. I looked for it. So I went around Media Row yesterday. And Radio Row, they used to call it Media Row now, is podcasters and stuff. It's nothing sadder than seeing loads and loads of AM sports guys and the way they treat them. Because you got, DraftKings and FanDuel and all these places that have these huge setups, and FanDuel's got Pat McAfee's show, and their setup is beautiful. It's better than this studio, and it's temporary.
Wow,
it's gorgeous. And then you got the Sleep Number broadcast lounge, which is
whoever the sponsor
stunning.
Is, really.
And I mean Sleep Number is running the whole show. It's the official mattress of the NFL, which I didn't know there was one, but there is. And there's that, and then XM's got their thing, the NFL Network, and they're all these glorious
Levitard.
Things. Then you got, the middling stations, national stuff, maybe here and there, and you got a few of those in the middle. And then, you guys. And poor, Kansas City and Philly radio and Arizona.
They get an opportunity.
They just get a fold-out table, and you bring your own banners if you want them on there, and you put your own crap up there. We'll give you a spot to sip, and that's about it. And leave the nice people alone.
They got a card table set up and everything.
And they basically tell them, and this is what I remember from Radio Row when we were in Tampa. They basically say, don't go bugging the other hosts. They're not guests. And you're kind of like, wow. It was one of the most disappointing experiences I've ever had. And so we're sitting there, and then they bring – and people may have noticed by now that they bring over people that you'd never – like Miss America's always there. And she was there yesterday, and she's talking about like some teeth whitening program. So you don't want to talk to you. You're like, wow, Miss America, tell us about that.
Well, I've been in pageants since I was 12, and it's an unbelievable experience, and I couldn't have done it without Dave's teeth whitening systems. Now, Dave's teeth whitening systems are available to everyone now, and it's 8 hours a day. You just...
And it's like, wow, she went right into a commercial, and that's their job.
We need the bell.
That's
ding,
their
ding,
job. Ding. And it's like thousands of dollars handed to people to go do it, like Solomon Wilcott. I listened, I was with Toledo in the studio before he left yesterday, and he was on some show in Seattle. Down at Radio Row that had sent, or it was a Doug Gottlieb show, and there's Solomon Wilcots. And Solomon, well, the Chiefs have this chance, and like Solomon Wilcots is not well-known, former player who does some analysis and stuff. And then he's blabbing on and on about nootrogenics or something stupid for an hour. And they realize,
she'll like it too.
I've been sucked into thinking I'm just going to be part of this celebrity cavalcade of people who are just here for the Super Bowl that like to wander around. Nobody's allowed in there without an agenda.
Yeah, I was curious. I'm figuring he's just showing away for his show in Vegas.
Who?
But Carrot Top was around.
Oh, Carrot Top has it. No, Carrot Top.
Did he have a product?
He has a product. And the big thing is Carrot Top was sent in by the Las Vegas Bureau of Travelers.
That's what I figured.
Because the Super Bowl is next year in Vegas. It'll be next year. It's in Vegas. So it's like right up the road. And they're bringing him around to talk about what they're, you know, the Vegas stuff. And then he had some other thing he's showing for. And then his own show obviously is going to get plugged. But it's just, it's commercials. And it's brutal. So I'm standing there. I'm watching all this stuff go down. I'm talking to the guys from 6:10 a.m. radio in Kansas City. And they're the flagship for the Chiefs and all this stuff. And they're good dudes. And it's just, you look and you're like, you're crammed in a corner with five other guys with fold-out tables. You got your four mics and your little, and that's it.
Station banner.
And then just weirdos lurking, standing there waiting. And I'm like, Nick, who's the guy behind us here? And he goes, oh, he's the one trying to sell me Wilcott's. And I'm like, really? And he goes, when can we schedule a Solomon Wilcott's interview? Not really all that interested. Okay, well, he's going to come by here. And if you don't do this, I've got four others I can't bring you. So this
leverage,
it's all, you got to do these people. And they basically hold you hostage. It's such a cruddy
event. It also works the other way, too. If it's a bigger name person that's going around there and all of a sudden one of the other shows, we can take them now.
Oh, you're gone. You're out. Yeah.
What you had scheduled. Yeah, we're ready to go in 2 minutes.
I will say this. It's a fine-tuned machine. They don't do that. They don't do the we can take them now thing. You have a time. And if you hit your time, you're on your time. If you miss it, they move on. There's nobody that's going to go, okay, you can go on Mad Dog now. It's not that way. You're like, no, we had them at 8:10. They keep it pretty, like, if you had an 8:10, you're getting an 8:10. But just going down there and watching all these people just trip over their dicks to talk to Dana White. And Dana White's like, but we're not talking about the thing. I'll talk.
The slap league?
I'll talk. No, we're not talking about, we'll talk UFC and we'll talk, but we're not talking about the thing. And then he was on a show like that had a banner that said Ape Man. And it was some dude who's like in his late 60s who still calls himself Ape Man. And I was just giggling. I'm like, radio is just so weird. But podcasters have taken over. And then over in the corner, all I hear is,
and that's why you have to understand, Kansas City Chiefs, nothing to be messed with.
I'm like, wow, that is piercing. What is that?
And we'll be back in just a minute with more Mad Dog.
And I'm like, it's Mad Dog. Where is he? And he's on high. They have him in this, I mean, he's like the king above everyone else by about 8 feet in this big tent. And he is just at top of his lungs, mad dogging away.
That's what Carl Harmon Killebrew would have been here today, and he would have told you right now. I'll tell you right now. This is what you got to listen for. Mad Dog's right.
They didn't set it up so the audio might go above your head. The high pitch.
I don't know, the high pitch. Yeah, it was just to keep teenagers away from the convenience store. But Mad Dog's up there screaming away. And I'm like, yeah. And I met Ryan Leaf with Craig Guest, and Ryan Leaf are good friends. And it was awkward because Craig introduced me and he goes, my friend really wanted to meet you. And I automatically, my body just reacted like, no, I didn't. Because I didn't. I was like, oh, he's like, I'm good friends with Ryan Leaf. Do you want to meet him? I'm like, sure. If you want to walk in there, I'll say hi. I don't, you know. And this is John. We came back here. He really wanted to meet you. And I'm like, oh, no.
Said no man ever.
And then
Ryan
I was
Leaf.
Like, such a terrible like reaction to that. I'm like, no, that's not true. And then I just shook his hand. I'm like, it's nice to meet you, though. And then I'm like, Jesus,
happened?
John, you dick. Why did you do that? Why didn't you just go, it's nice to meet you? I couldn't. My body reacted like, that's not true. I wasn't like clamoring to meet. His wife, however, talked to her. She's the sweetest lady on the planet. Ryan Leaf's actually a really nice guy, but you don't introduce somebody saying, this guy's really dying to know you. When I never said that.
This is my friend John.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, this is my buddy John. He works in a radio station here in town. He's like, hey, nice to meet you. That would have been easy, but no, we made it seem like I was, because we had to stand behind a wall for a second, and Ryan Leaf saw us, and he thought the whole reason we were there is because I just couldn't wait to get my paws on him. And that was the only thing when I'm like, oh, no, that's not true. I'm not gay for you. Don't. I'm not. This isn't the thing.
Did you get a selfie and an autograph and all that kind of stuff?
No. And then because I did that, as we're leaving, I'm like, all right. And Craig's like, okay, see you later, Ryan. We'll talk to you. And then I just walk out and I hear, nice to meet you. And turn like, you too. I walked away like, oh, boy. He thought there was a fanboy experience, and I greatly disappointed him. It's just so weird. It's just such an awkward. And then, you know, comedian will walk by and everybody loses their mind. Not Craig Guest, but like, you know, comedian. You know, Craig has some people that are like, oh, it's Super Bowl. Craig must be here. How'd you sneak in? And then there we are with our media badges that say we work for 6:10 a.m. Kansas City, which is just solid as can be. But our sports station. No,
were they there?
No, I didn't see them. If they were, they were hidden. I don't think so.
I think they are, but, you know, here they have to apply a year ahead of time.
Well, why would they be there? They don't have any live shows.
Well, Kemp.
Kemp's at home.
Well, just covering to get audio? Can't they do that? Or?
No. You could, I suppose, but you just sit there and, like, we're just taping.
Might have a part-timer over there.
But who's going to do the interview?
Well, the Kayla? Promo guys.
And just here's an interview with Kayla. It's like she's just kind of the background noise. It doesn't make any sense for them to be there. Dan Patrick will get all the big guests there anyway. Yeah, so it's goofy. It's so weird. And then downtown was insane in the afternoon. I got my media pass. The whole reason I went down is to get the media pass to go to this media dinner last night. And I left the damn thing at the apartment downtown at the H&H Ranch. I get home. Geez. I do a little workout. I'm, you know, kind of cruising through the day slowly. It's 5 o'clock. I got to be there at 6:30. And I realize I got to go get that media pass. I forgot it downtown. The whole reason I went down there and I forgot it. So I had to drive all the way to the apartment. So I go there. It's downtown was empty.
I figured it'd be a zoo. I was just going to ask you that.
Ghost town. I got in and out of there in like 5 minutes. Ghost town last night. Couldn't believe how weird it was.
Maybe
there's no events.
Will be all right.
No, it won't because they got all the concerts and stuff starting tomorrow. Tonight's actually bad too.
He's hoping for the best.
I know. Paramore He's got to go to Paramore with his daughter, who still I don't understand why he just doesn't say, take a friend. This is weird. My dad wouldn't have gone with me. He would have said, what's wrong with you? Get a pal. I'm driving you down to Paramore. What the hell's a Paramore? And Brady wants to say that, but Kirby would then have to start having life without Brady, and that would. And then I don't want
the
Brady.
Crusher.
I don't want Brady to try to kill himself. There isn't a beam in his house strong enough to hold on to that. He'd just end up maiming himself. It's adorable, you and your daughter dating or whatever it is you're doing. I'm not sure what's going on there. It's creepy. You should be like every other dad waiting in the parking lot mad. Ah. Well, she kind of says, park here. Drop me off. I don't want to be seen with you.
Daddy!
Papa!
It's weird that you can do this. And you need to break her heart, Brady, is what you need to do.
Daddy doesn't want to see Paramore.
You don't break your little angel's heart,
Daddy John. Doesn't want to see Paramore. It's time we saw other people. Good.
But yeah, so it'll be crazy. But I couldn't believe how empty it was last night. And then, of course, the dude climbing the Chase Tower, or whatever they call it. Is it the Chase Tower still, or whatever?
Yeah,
it is?
That's what they were calling it.
Yeah, the Chase Tower.
Pro-lifer.
Pro-life Spider-Man. I love pro-life Spider-Man. He gave me the idea that all superheroes should have their abortion stance before their name. Bruce Wayne becomes pro-choice Batman.
Yeah.
But pro-life Spider-Man, and it's an impressive feat. Horrifying.
On top of every floor, you know, I was thinking about this. I'm like, this is tough. For, you know, the first responders, they're talking to them. They're trying every floor. Please stop. Let's get down here. I'm like, imagine the guy's focus free climbing and having to. It's like someone in the kicker's ear on them. Yeah. Hey, don't. You're going to miss this, man. You're going to miss this.
The good news is Arizona doesn't have tall skyscrapers. Ours are, it's 40-something stories.
40 stories is still
it's tall. Up there.
But I'm just saying, if it was a bigger city, buildings 80, 90 is pretty common. So good news for him was he only had to climb like
half hour.
Yeah, he's not worried about it. You and I are worried about 40 stories. This guy doesn't seem to be bothered by it. 40 stories is nothing to him, and it's also a third of the way up some of the bigger buildings in major cities. And he found that little nook, that little gap. He could climb all the way up, and he made it all the way up. It didn't change my stance on abortion, but I was impressed. you want to be a pro-life climber. I'm not going to go out and start, trying to blow up Planned Parenthoods now that this guy did it. But I also think, hey, that's pretty impressive and really effective, like, abortion position to be pro-life Spider-Man. That's going to register in my mind for a while.
I mean, he made it 40 stories with no climbing gear, no nothing. You know what? If you make it to the top, tip of the cap, just go.
Yeah, you know fine. What? They should close for doing that.
Yeah.
Planned Parenthood should close for a week. Just you can't have any abortions for 1 week. Just because that was pretty. You got to admit.
Sorry, horrors. But,
yeah. Look, sluts. You got to give birth to it. And your baby might be a good climber like this guy. Think of all the climbers we've killed over the last few years just because you guys couldn't keep your legs closed. Please. Pro-life Spider-Man is impressive. Now, you can hate his stance. He's taking a controversial position. And the fire department can't stand him because they're thinking, now we got to climb all these stairs and get ahead of him and start yelling at him all the time. And then, try to slow him. It didn't slow him down. He made it all the way. And if he fell down, he's going to fall on people. So they had to clear out, the base of the tower. They had to get people out of there, close a road. I mean, it's a pain in the ass more than it is anything else. I'm sure the fire department was like, I wish the guy would just fall already. And then if he did fall, somebody's got to clean that up. But he didn't. So in hindsight, you look back now and you say, yeah, it was stupid, but pro-life Spider-Man did it. And that's pretty amazing. So if we could just get the politics out of his climbs, and he did that to himself, we could all sit back and go, pretty neat. Nice job. And he's only 23, which is, like, his parents had to know early on, this kid can climb anything. He's yeah. And he's pro-life. He should be a pro-life superhero. I'm pro-choice Batman. How are you today, Planned Parenthood? I see that you're pregnant. I won't foil your pregnancy, but I will foil your criminal mind. I like my superheroes to have a abortion stance attached to their name. I think it would be great. I want pro-life Ant-Man and pro-choice Wasp in the theaters. Pro-life Ant-Man would be great. Oh, or actually, pro-choice Ant-Man would be great because he could crawl in and gnaw the baby out. In fact, if you're going to have any of them be pro-choice, pro-abortion Ant-Man would be the best.
They've made abortion illegal, Ant-Man.
No problem. Watch this. Just climbs in there and starts stabbing himself.
I had Ant-Man take care of it. No one ever knew.
He comes out all gloppy. All right. Man, let's try to keep it together, sister, and try Done. To wear rubbers or something. What's wrong with you? He's always got a little message at the end. Hey, look. Ant-Man, pro-choice Ant-Man provides rubbers at his facility. I don't want to go in there ever again. Don't make this a habit. Ant-Man's not a big fan of climbing in there and stabbing out your uterus. Marvel has to get on this. Pro-choice, pro-life superheroes are the best. And pro, hey, again, could you do it? I mean, he really gave a great statement for, you know, the accomplishments of a human being, no matter what their history. I don't know this guy's history, but 23, evidently he's been climbing a lot of things since he was like 4. You're 23, and you just decide to go ahead and climb the tallest building in a major metropolitan area. You got some confidence. You got some nuts on you. Oh, and yeah. Imagine had they aborted that guy, what we'd have lost. This amazing story, this guy climbing. And he said he's raising money for it.
He's donate. I mean,
oh yeah, where and who? I guess you got. If you follow Pro Life Spider-Man on Instagram, he live fed a lot of things. He put in a little video in the middle of it. He stood on a little notch he'd found that made him very comfortable to stand there, and he's like, yeah. By the way, I'm raising money. If you want to donate to getting rid of abortions altogether, I'm going to keep climbing while you guys. And then ching ching ching. People, I guess a bunch of religious people were like, this is great.
And how much money? Does it cost just a little fine, you know,
to
pay? He's arrested.
It's
trespassing.
There's trespassing and some sort of nuisance, criminal nuisance thing. And
then there,
look at that.
There's got to be an added charge for bringing out the first responders.
Or? Yeah, he had a thing where he named some lady and said, this climb is for this 22-year-old girl who's in trouble. And there,
dozens of people that were standing by here on the street as they watched that man climb up the 40 stories of the former Chase Tower here without a rope or a harness.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So we want to actually ascend him up this building with our prayers.
Starting at the bottom of 40 floors, Mason Deschamps, also known as Pro-Life Spider-Man, set to climb up the former Chase Tower.
I don't know. It's former. It was aborted. They aborted Chase.
Technical rescue members from 2 different cities. We had Phoenix.
Yeah, unfortunately, the fire department had to sit and watch this. From and, you know, even if I was a firefighter that was tired of it at the end, I'd have been like, "Nice work, dude." You see him stuck in between that little crack.
Smith watched from the street.
Someone told me, and I was like, "I don't believe that." But I came out here, and I was like, "Yep." People are crazy.
By 10:20, Sky 12 is overhead.
It's pretty interesting watching this.
As questions still lingered,
you kind of wonder, what is he thinking? Like, what's going through his mind?
Oh, he's thinking about live birth, is what he's thinking about. I had to wonder what he's thinking about. He's thinking about a Hoover and a hangar is what he's thinking about. He's thinking about less graham crackers and Sprites for young whores in the valley.
This report brought to you by Dyson.
Report brought to you by Sprite. Everybody after their abortion gets a can, that little known fact. Used to give him Sierra Mist when they made that, but now it's Sprite.
I wonder what would have happened if, on the 38th floor, Hope says she's not going to do it.
It worked. Yeah.
Hope's, now you can come down.
Hope's keeping the baby. Great. And then they arrest him and he goes in. You know, if they're that concerned about, maybe he should have to pay kind of like the stupid motorist law. He should have to pay for all the fire department stuff and the closed road. And I think kick him down. But
18,000 followers.
How many?
18,000.
18,000, which is ironically how many are aborted every day.
He's taking pictures, too. There's a video from
him. Oh, yeah. No, he was doing a live stream. He'd stop every once in a while and film and talk about it. Is that a video? I think one of them's a video where he starts talking about why he's there.
Hey, guys. Up here in Phoenix, up on the Chase Tower.
Former Chase Tower.
We are climbing today to raise money for a woman named Hope, who is 22 weeks pregnant. And we just want to help her. She has some disabilities. We want to help her choose life. So please, if you guys want to donate, go over to letthemlive.org. See, we have a little prayer session going on there. Pro-Life Wolverine and a bunch of friends.
Pro-Life Wolverine's a guy?
So just go to letthemlive.org and help support
Pro-Life Hope. Wolverines. Nice.
Pro-Life Wolverine is a guy.
Hey, guys.
I like Pro-Life Wolverine, too. This is awesome. I had no idea our superheroes were going to get do this.
Trying to see if he's climbed anything else.
He climbed a Planned Parenthood sign. That's not too hard. But, I mean, you know, hey, look. I don't care what your views are. I'm so in the middle on abortion, it's ridiculous. I've told you all my stance. If I were to stand outside with a sign that would say, it's your choice, whore. I think yeah, she can do whatever she wants. But don't use it. Don't use it as birth control. That's all. But if you're going to climb buildings like that, hey, I'm not leaning in with one side or the other, but I'm pretty impressed. I'm not going to lie to you. And somehow to make that amazing climb about abortion is it's frankly, it's kind of annoying. I would rather just talk about your climb.
I'm missing work for that. I'm watching that.
Oh, yeah.
You're downtown.
Oh. If I'm in the Chase Tower, I'm going up every floor. There he is. 40 times. There he is again. This dude's going to make it.
Oh, that one's in Detroit. I think I'd rather fall.
Than be in Detroit? Yeah, I'd rather jump off a building. I'd be the anti-pro-life guy leaping off. I'm abortion in the 50th year. Pro-life Spider-Man is awesome. Sure, sure. I'm sure most superheroes would eventually have a political view. You'd be like, now hold on a second. I'm not going to argue with you, Batman. But, you know, the rich don't pay their fair share in taxes. I mean, what, you're rich. You shouldn't say that. They pay almost all the taxes. How can you? And then you get in an argument with Batman. He's like, I'm tax reform Batman. I don't need this. Just be Batman.
You'll have to take it up with capital gains Hulk.
Right. Ah, great. End the Fed Wonder Woman. What the hell? This is going to bore me to tears. Actually, it might be better than most of the Marvel movies I've seen because I'm not really entertained by any of them. At least it would throw a twist in there if the only reason Spider-Man was running around was to stop abortion. Hilarious.
At if least it wasn't for probate, man.
Yeah. I am tax reform Batman, and it's time the rich paid their fair share.
What?
How can you say that, Bruce? We all know who you are. Let's pull the rug off of this. Bruce Wayne and his like should probably kick in a little more. Yeah, but there you go. That was pretty neat, and the city was kind of interested, and they were, you know, everybody was all abuzz about it yesterday downtown because I guess it happened right about 10 yesterday morning. It was
right at 9:30. Ended just about.
Yeah, I wish I would have had I found out about it before I left here. I'd have run down and watched. I mean, I don't want to make it a big spectator sport, and I'm sure the fire and police are like, oh, please don't make this a big deal. But let's, you know, that's that whole there's nothing to see here. And fireworks are going off. Please, everybody, just go away. There's nothing to see here. I'm like, there's everything in the world to see here. When I was at the Botanical Gardens and that wedding turned into a fistfight between the groom and the bride's mother, and it was over a small 2-foot fence, and everybody had gathered on the other side of the fence that wasn't in the wedding to watch the melee. And I'm right up front, and an old man said, all right, this is none of your business. There's nothing to see here. Yeah, you know, you didn't pay admission to this. And it was $30 to get in. And the one guy goes, yeah, we did. It was $30 to get in. Well, not into the wedding, no, but there it is. We can see it. All right, everybody turn around. There's nothing to watch. Oh, yeah, old man, there's a lot. So you should turn around and take a look at this. I know the family's embarrassed, but they're the one fist fighting right now at this wedding.
I would have gone down there and tried to lay out about 50 baby mattresses in case he fell in support.
You mean like mattresses for babies or mattresses made of babies?
No.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because yeah, pro-life Spider-Man would have frowned on the whole dead baby mattress that you created.
I'm going to sew all these dead carcasses together and make a baby mattress.
He doesn't need to fall. That's pretty neat. And I want to see what he does next. I may actually get an Instagram just to follow pro-life Spider-Man. And wouldn't it be great if that's what stopped it? If abortion people are like, you know what, that's too cool. I'm going to go ahead and swap teams. Nobody's going to switch teams for that. But raising money to, and you don't have to raise money to stop an abortion. You need to raise money to have an abortion.
For awareness.
I'm pretty aware. That dude was, you know, he got his coverage. You climb giant buildings like that, your awareness factor is better than any billboard I've ever seen. That's pretty amazing. But what's the, where's the money go? To his fines, I suppose, so he could get out and do it again?
That's part of the overhead I would have to.
I wanted to climb something else. I liked that the firefighter, the one guy's like, look, there's plenty of great free climb places in the city. Yeah, but nobody's paying attention to those. Like, if he went just legally free climb, no one. Chicks are still going to be stabbing babies.
Like, 25-foot rock.
Yeah, you go climb the side of a Home Depot, and maybe I'd consider not spending the money on an abortion. But there's plenty of girls who spread them open on Saturday, and, you know.
Plenty this weekend.
And there's going to be it is a good time for pro-life Spider-Man in this city.
He'll be out at the Open today.
The Phoenix Open is, I wonder how many, God, I wonder if we could find a statistic on that. The spike in abortions in Phoenix after the Phoenix Open. I bet you it is massive. I bet every March there is on a graph, like just a blip to thousands and then down back to normal again by April. I guarantee you some of those old dudes, those 70-year-old dudes, get that blue pill, throw it in their bellies, just lie to some woman about how much money they've got, take them back to the Days Inn in their rented Lamborghini and just hose out some 30-year-old girl. Don't worry about it. I'm 80.
Are we going to get married?
Oh, I'll send you some money, probably. I can't imagine how many pregnancies happen at the Phoenix Open. Tons of them. Oh.
I'll just go by the clinics in the next month or two and see if there's emergency tents set up outside the facility.
Extensions. Like COVID tests when at its peak. You have to have that little Disneyland line that the pregnant sluts have to go through.
I was in one of those porta-johns, and he said he was rich. It turned out he's not. Anyway, I need this sucked out.
Brady, that's what it is. You can be disgusted by it, but that's exactly the conversation that they have.
Picturing her saying that.
Well, she's got, look, if she's an honest girl and she's dealing with reality.
I'm going to be honest here.
If she's pragmatic and logical like I am, she's got,
look, doctor, you know why I'm here, right?
Well, you want that thing sucked out, right?
We got to stab it first to make it milky.
Right, right. Well, I know how. Who's the barber here? You don't tell me how to cut hair, lady. Watch this. Got him.
I know how to scramble eggs.
I know how to do this. I can whisk one of these. You're my eighth one today. So, did you enjoy the Open?
Yeah, up till Thursday in the afternoon. And next week, I was sick as a dog.
Yeah, that's the baby. That's that old man sperm getting its job done. You're really bucking up the wrong tree.
I need a husband.
So, is he calling you?
No, he went back to Iowa.
Oh, that was, well, you're bad. Anyway, here's your graham cracker and some Sprite. Enjoy that in the lobby. Say that to a girl and watch her eyes. Just to say,
hi, my name's Angela.
Hi, I'm John. How are you?
I'm great.
Graham cracker and Sprite.
Oh.
You know. You've had one.
The test.
You've had one.
The test. Why did you say that?
You know why I said that. I eyeballed you. I read you. How old were you?
17. It's not funny.
Hi. My name's John. What's your name?
Oh, I'm Teresa.
Graham cracker and Sprite. Yep. All right. I got to get away from this nutmeg.
Why are you saying that?
Oh, hi. Praise Jesus.
Yes, exactly.
She's a clean one. But, you know, not to say. Some of you have done the right thing. And most of you haven't. I've been through Apache Junction. Whew. They should open up 5 or 6 more of those clinics out there, seeing those toothless weirdo babies running around.
And Maryville,
yeah. Nothing worse than a baby covered in his own filth walking around alone in the front yard. Like, man. Pro-life Spider-Man wrecked that one. That could have been... And just hand him a graham cracker and a Sprite. Say, give this to your mother. What could have been?
Mama, this strange man gave me this. I know what it means. I still love you.
Stop talking to him.
I met him in a...
I would have an abortion if I had my kid conceived in a porta-john. Because how religious are you at that point? How is it that you can stand on your... Well, it's against God. But you were, you know, ass ankles into your ears in a porta-john at the Phoenix Open. I mean, you can't really lay on God after that, can you?
And there's your son, Blue.
He fell in?
Yeah.
She had him right there in the porta-john. That's impressive. Her gestation period was like a minute.
and we're parents.
I wouldn't even go in for my iPhone if I dropped it in there, let alone.
No, I'd saw my own arm off. But touch that thing. Yeah, I just don't get the people like, well, I had a one-nighter over there at the Phoenix Open in a Port-a-John, and I can't get an abortion. That would be against God. I'm like, did you just hear yourself? I think you can do it. I think God's pretty disappointed all the way around with what you've got going on. Sprite and graham cracker, that's the test.
That's what he got when he when they pulled him up at the top of the building. Spired him in the hand and him a Sprite.
Sprite and graham cracker. And look, the firefighters had to be like.
He would have jumped.
Yeah. Dude, that's pretty impressive. They should have just performed an abortion live on top of the tower. That's what he climbs
to. As he
to.
Gets over as the edge.
As he gets to the edge. Like, ah, come on. All this, yeah, here's hope. We got her. And she's the one that should be raising money. And I didn't understand his Instagram video saying there's a woman named Hope who needs money because she's got disabilities. And but you don't need money to not have an abortion. Right? That's free. Not having an abortion.
To not have one? Yeah. Well, to support that thing.
Oh, yeah, look, if that's what we're getting into, yeah. Look,
keeping
that's
a kid and then.
That's post life Spider-Man. That's a dude who's raising money for people who shouldn't have had babies in the first place, but did.
Yeah, that's what he should call it.
Post life Spider-Man. Yeah. Aftercare. For when Phoenix Open slots have their babies and that March spike is a little less than it should have been. Yeah. Oh, I wonder. I'm going to go to the Costco next to a Planned Parenthood and see. If the graham crackers and Sprites are kind of like light.
Next to each other.
They're gone. And so like you're going through and you're like, okay, there's the Teddy Grahams. They're out of graham crackers. Okay, here's the Pop and the Pellegrino. And they're almost out of Sprite. Oh, they're stocking up over at the Phoenix Open Planned Parenthood. And you know what? Don't email me.
John, they don't give you Sprite and graham.
Then I know about you too. If you start arguing with me about what you got at the end.
I never got one.
All right, you just told me everything I need to know about you. And sometimes, and look, I'm on your side. I think it should be a legal thing. It's your choice. But I also think some people use it as birth control. Two things can be true at once. It can be a horrible, horrible act that needs to be somebody else's decision. Shouldn't be illegal because then you get stuff that just horrible things happen. So I'm all for keeping it legal, and I'm all for, keeping it funny, really, is what we need to do. Now, I'd hate to say pull the stick out of your ass in this particular conversation, but... That's what got you in there in the first. Just put a stick in your ass. Use your ass more. That'll keep you out of this pickle. Ladies, anal, you can't get pregnant that way. And if you want to be a Phoenix Open slut this weekend and not worry about your graham cracker and Sprite possibilities, and
there'll be many
asses in play.
And men, too, now. Because men can get pregnant.
All right. Okay, you're right. Brady's so woke. Sometimes I forget.
Jesus.
Thanks for keeping me in line, Sam Smith. Satan Brady. I'm going to get you a graham cracker and a Sprite every time you tell a joke against God. It's just going to pile up in front of you.
Oh, man.
Just to make you go, come on! It's 6:17. Let's get a wake-up song. Stop climbing our stuff. Give it to us good and strong. 585-9800. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
It's out of control now.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.